at the Rising Billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Christopher Gumby and Alan Witch.
Hi, it's Christopher Gumby with Think Bold, Be Bold. Of course, I'm here with my awesome co-host, Alan Witch, is in the house. What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, I'm having a great day. It is actually like 80 degrees here on the West Coast today. I am a happy man.
Yes, yes. You're getting a little bit of Florida weather.
Because, I'm getting a little bit of Florida. I'm getting a little Chris Cumby.
Yeah, right? I always tease you with that. So now you're teasing me because I'm on the Gulf Coast. Of course, people know that. And it was a little, I don't know. So we get those thunderstorms around this time of year. And it's clear now and it's going to be 77 today. So never complaining when I'm at the beach, my friend. Listen, we've got something really exciting, changing up the format a little bit. This is going to be a short show today, but for a reason. You're going to hear about that reason in a second. And we're going to line something up that I'm actually really excited about it because the way we were going to do this show specifically today changed just with some technical difficulties. But what ended up happening because of our guests and how, well, amazing he is, he gave a great suggestion. And I'm excited about this because we're going to go live with him next week, Alan. So yeah. Why don't we just get into it? Because obviously we burnt out some time today and we're just going to do a short show. But I'm fired up. How about you?
I'm excited. I am jazzed. You know, this reminds me of a real an odd segue. With all my open heart surgeries, when I get wheeled into the OR, they have like 4,000 instruments there. And I know why they have 4,000 instruments, because 3,000 of the damn things aren't going to work.
There you go.
A little segue to the technology issue we had today. But we've got a great guest on, so we're going to move forward going to have a great quick show today with our guest. I am excited. We have the original Jamaican on today. He is, we're blessed to have him on. He's a very gracious man. He is a business life strategist. He's also, which I think is really spectacular, he's a regular on the Dr. Phil show, The Doctors. You know, he's got a real cool affinity too. He teaches other people how to shave days, weeks, maybe even years off the learning curve. And that in itself is a spectacular aptitude. Something that I know that everybody is gonna gain from, regardless as to what the topic is that we're gonna talk about. That technology and that ability to shave time and to condense time and collapse time is gonna be fantastic. But he's been on ABC, CBS, NBC. Those companies have spent, I would venture to say, probably millions of dollars producing his TV segments. And he's got a great following. He's been on The View, been on Inside Edition, Fox and Friends. He's even a regular guest on CNBC's The Big Idea with Donny Deutsch. And I've been following Donny Deutsch for like 20 years. The guy rocks. Been on Oprah's program, The Nate Burke Show, Success Magazine, and on and on and on and on and on. Sharing the stage with Liz Ziegler and Brian Tracy and Jim Rohn and so forth. So without further ado, we have a great guy on today, Gary Cox. Welcome to Think Bold, Be Bold.
What's up, guys?
Glad to have you here, Gary. Gary's in the house, excited because I've been following Gary and his YouTube channel, and he's just got amazing tips. And you know what, Gary? It's funny because I don't obviously see everything you do, even though I'd like to, but it's the ones I do see that I actually need to hear. And that's probably the amazing thing about you, is that you're really great at identifying, and I love to hear the story, obviously your background and how you got where you are today, but you have this unique ability to know what I'm thinking at the time. And it's one of these things where I'm like, I just need a little Gary Cox today. And that's what happens. and it's amazing. And thank you for that, because you do that. And likely not just for me, obviously, but for amazing people around the world that listen to you and follow you. So, Gary, thanks for being here today. We've got a subject line, and we're going to do something very unique, which Gary's graciously going to come on and do a live show with us. We're going to get all this technology stuff all ironed out, and we're going to do a live show. And what we're going to do is something very cool, and Gary's agreed to doing that. And it's going to be around something that I think everybody can appreciate that listens to our show. And, you know, to Alan's point about the introduction and what Gary does, you know, and specifically we're going to talk about what slows people down. And because you listeners out there, for the majority of you as entrepreneurs, as, you know, C-suite, as well as, you know, probably everything in between, we all have that. And that's one of the things, you know, and I'm excited about it because I would like to break through some of those things as well. Gary, can you first start out, you know, give us a little bit of what Alan wasn't been able to fill in, and then we'll get into what that question I posed in terms of what slows people down on this teaser for next week when we come live, that we're going to do something pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, you know, and guys, thank you so much for your kind words and allowing me to take some time here with you. And, you know, one of the things that I love to do is I love to show people how to really make a huge difference in their personal life and also be able to affect other people. And not to bore you with my crazy story, and where I come from is a background of a lot of challenges. So I understand the challenges, especially of entrepreneurs. I was very blessed when I was a teenager to make $100,000 a year. Then, you know, life took a huge twist, got married, wife and I, we have a baby. Then she tells me it's not mine. My grandfather and stepfather die of cancer. My uncle was killed in a plane crash. My father was murdered, all by the time I was 21 years of age.
Wow.
And, you know, one thing I've learned is obviously stuff like that's going to really screw your head up. But the problems that people have in their business and in their finances is really a reflection of the crap that's stuck in their emotional hard drive. So to use my crazy story as an example, so you can only imagine what I felt like emotionally and mentally and psychologically after going through all this. There's a ton of pain and hurt. So now here I want to go into business, and let's say, you know, I get a bunch of rejection. Well, that pain that I receive from that rejection, that's the same pain I'm going to trigger all the other pains I've had in my life in the past. So now I feel, well, why do I want to keep going? Because if I keep going, I know it's going to be challenging, and then I'm going to get more rejection and things are going to fall apart, because that's what success is all about. It's all about failing. And when you fail, the pain is so great. Well, crap, I don't want any more pain. So I don't take action. I just kind of stay like super, super low key, but that doesn't get me any great results financially either. So now I'm stuck in a friggin' hamster wheel. So what I do is I show people what they can do to get out of that. You know, we all have things stuck in our emotional hard drive. And if you have challenges, you know, especially in your business, there's a good chance you got something that's stuck in there from 5 years ago. And if we don't learn to clean that out and change those things, man, it just becomes a struggle. We feel like we're pushing a parked car.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can definitely relate. And I love that emotional hard drive.
Right.
I actually use that. Now, I'll give you lots of kudos for that. But I love that concept, because I think people can really understand that. You know, Gary, one of the ironic things about life is that with growth, in order to grow, we've got to go through pain. But as, you know, humans, as people, we avoid pain at all costs. So it's an irony, because in order to grow, we've got to go through the pain, but we avoid the pain. So it, you know, what do?
Well, you have to learn. I mean, you have to learn to have a higher tolerance to emotional pain, because you look at anybody that has been massively successful in anything. One of the things they have in common is they have the ability to have a higher tolerance to emotional pain, so then keep going. So if you have a story, or you have an association that works like this. You know, you try a little something, it doesn't work right, you get frustrated, you get emotionally, you know, bent out of shape, you're done. You're going to be years before you can get to the next level. And so that's all part of the psychology. So what I do is I don't mind failing, but I like to fail fast so I can get up quick. So it's not just getting up, but how fast can you get up? And when we don't have the right mindset, I don't care how many positive affirmation jumping jacks you do, you're still going to feel like you're pushing that parked car. And this is why it's so important to really master and understand the way we think. And as you've already alluded to, the stuff that I do on one of Dr. Phil's shows, The Doctors, is I take people, I'm just not giving you, you know, pump up rah-rah talk. I take people who on those shows have the most dramatic experiences. I mean, I'm talking massive, major trauma. And within one session, I totally rewire that person's whole entire thought process. And what they couldn't do for the last 5, 10, 20 years, they're doing now in literally in an hour. And when I do my seminars, what I do is I go in to figure out what is it that are people going through and then how to make quick change, because we have so many conflicts. And the reason that people also don't take action is they have too many emotional or mental conflicts. They have conflicting beliefs. And anytime you have a conflicting belief, it's like a customer. What does a confused customer usually do? Nothing. What does a conflicting person do when they're conflicting in their beliefs? And a lot of times, because they're not doing anything or they're not executing fast enough, what the reason is, it's because they have conflicting beliefs that they don't even know what they are. So once you decode what those conflicting beliefs are, man, you got a path. So when you have conflicting beliefs, it's like what Confucius says, man who chases two rabbits catches none. So when you have two conflicting beliefs, your brain is trying to catch one or the other back and forth and back and forth. And that's where we just stay in a stall. We stay in a holding pattern and we don't move ahead.
Wow. Wow. You know, Alan, I don't know about you, but I'm excited.
I'm excited. You're talking about living in a life of stagnation,
I tell you what's cool, though. What we can do on this live thing that we're talking about is maybe we can get a couple people with some questions about their business.
Right.
And then we'll bring them on live, and I'll kind of work with them a little bit. And you'll see how I do this live. I go in and I just zone in specifically on what it is that's in their head that's slowing them down. And if all goes well, you'll watch the person just do a flip.
Love a triage with Gary Cox.
Right? Cool stuff. That would be very cool. And I'm fired up, Alan, about this opportunity. And I think that people seeing it in action it's just going to be incredible. I love the fail fast. You know, it's one of those things, Gary, and I love what you said, and I have a slightly different version of how I say it, but you said success is all about failing. And I always say success is failing, because in order to get success, you've got to go through these successions of failure to get there. And I think that that's where the pain comes from, when people start to focus on, you know, what might happen if, you know, I don't get what I really want. And, you know, emotionally is where we hold all those things. I'm fired up. I am so fired up. I wish we could do this right now, but
I do too. I love the whole fact that, you know, there's two ways to do this. A lot of people out there that data aggregate information and tell you what to do, right? Not a bad thing. It's just a process that I don't really I don't really buy into, but it is a process that people do okay with. Then there's the application where you run somebody through it hands-on, you know, real time. And that's where the value comes because they're able to take away so many different pieces and parts to that process that just experiencing, you know, the growth of somebody else right in front of you from the tools that are being launched is a great way to do that. So yeah, I wish we had somebody on right now. Hey, wait a minute, my alter ego can come on. You could fix me.
Well, I mean,
I'm not knocking anybody either, but you know, in this world, if everybody wants to be a speaker and a coach thing, and that's great. But you know, what I want to give people is I want to give them specific strategies. I mean, I work with the most traumatic cases you can think of that has nothing to do with business. And then I work with the business stuff. You know, we'll take marriages that are just breaking apart and literally in a 15-minute or a 30-minute session, boom, their lives can be changed. And the reason I want to let you know this, for those of you who are listening, never underestimate the power of your thought process. I mean, people hear that and say, yeah, I know. But I mean, seriously, how much do you really appreciate the power of your thinking. And if you do, are you really tapping into it? Example, I can take a person who's phobic. Let's say we have a person who's phobic of a snake. You get a person who's phobic of anything, or maybe somebody who's stressed out, right? Or a ton of anxiety. Just the mere thought can literally cause a person's heart rate to increase, their blood pressure to increase, their palms start to sweat just from a thought. Now, let's look at that concept and switch it to a 180. So if our thoughts can cause our heart rate to increase, our blood pressure to increase, our palms to sweat, well, if you master this, you can do what then? You can stop the sweating from your palms. You can decrease your heart rate. You can decrease your blood pressure. You can literally make yourself so much healthier. And when I go to, I mean, I'm an avid aviation fan. I'm big into aviation. So every year I got to do a medical check with a doctor. And they will say that my blood pressure is that of a teenager. And that is not by chance. That's by choice. So when you learn to master this, you don't look at frustration like frustration. The reason people can't execute is because they got too much stuff blocking their emotional hard drive. The stuff that's blocking their emotional hard drive causes them to cry, get frustrated, give up, whatever it is, and you can't execute. How do you get results? You get results simply by execution, and hopefully you execute on the right path. That's how you get results. Who wants more results? I do. I want a better relationship. I want to make more money. I want to help more people. It's all about, for me, getting more results, because you get to that level faster. And it's a lot more fulfilling if you have the right motives behind it. So what I want to do, at my seminars, I mean, I bring people on stage and I share them the whole process. Here's some of the things that we do. And boom, let's go ahead and take somebody with some real challenges and issues. And then you literally watch them transform right before your eyes. So you're seeing that this is not pump up, rah, rah, hogwash stuff. This is stuff that really you can apply to make a huge difference in your life.
Wow. All right, we're excited.
I'm in.
And yeah, we're in. Definitely, we can learn a lot. And Gary, yeah. I've learned so much from just watching you and listening to you because I watch on video YouTube. You got a great video series and a lot of great information. So folks listening in right now, make sure you check out Gary Cox. Go to GaryCox.com. That is C-O-X-E, just so everybody knows, GaryCox.com. And you can then see all his stuff because he has it packaged really nicely for
you to get there. Going on. Yeah. So
and check that out, Gary, before our show next week, folks.
Right. Check it out before the show. Gary, thanks for the teaser. This is going to be fantastic. We are going to line up some specific people that we can bring on, and we're going to do some fun stuff live on Facebook, and then, of course, we're going to repurpose it through Vimeo, YouTube, and all the other audio stations. Gary, thanks for coming on today and working through some things with us. Really appreciate it. And we're going to see everybody, by the way. It'll be next Tuesday, May 9th, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, noon Eastern Standard Time. And 9, of course, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. So we're going to have a lot of fun with Gary. This is going to be an incredible experience. Don't miss it. But if you do, we'll have it obviously recorded and it'll be launched on YouTube as well. But if you can be live, that's going to maybe change a lot of things for you as well. Gary, have a wonderful day today. Thanks for blessing us with your presence today.
Okay, guys. Hey, thank you so much for your trust and looking forward to it. We'll change some lives and get some more results for people.
Sounds awesome. We appreciate you, Gary.
All right, buddy. Have a blessed day.
You too.
It wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.